Good evening. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the news at 9. The headlines. Center gives nod to electronics component manufacturing scheme to boost manufacturing of electronic goods in the country. Government approves nutrient-based subsidy rates for Kharif 2025 on phosphatic and potassic fertilizers. Also approves 2% DNS allowance to central government employees and DNS relief to pensioners. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India first has become mantra of country's foreign policy. Defence Ministry signs two contracts with Hindustan Aeronautics Limited for supply of 156 light combat helicopters Prachand. At least 144 people killed and over 700 injured in earthquake hit Myanmar. Strong tremors also felt in Thailand. And in Senior Asian Wrestling Championship, India's Manisha Bhanwala reaches women's 62-kilogram final in Jordan. The government has approved the electronics component manufacturing scheme to boost the manufacturing of electronic goods in the country and strengthen the electronics supply chain. Briefing media New Delhi today, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the electronics sector has witnessed tremendous growth in the last 10 years. He said electronics production has grown 5 times with a rate of 17% compound annual growth rate, while electronic exports witnessed growth of 20% compound annual growth rate in this year.
Electronics manufacturing is somewhere around $120 billion. $120 billion ko double karna hai, that is our immediate goal. And by 2030-31, we want to reach $500 billion. Current 25 lakh employment hai electronics manufacturing mein. Usko 60 lakh ki taraf le jane ka bhi isme target hai.
The minister said funding worth over 22,000 crore rupees will be provided for the electronics component manufacturing scheme. Mr. Vaishnav said government has also approved nutrient-based subsidy rates for Kharif 2025 on phosphatic and potassic fertilizers to ensure affordable, subsidized and reasonable fertilizers to the farmers.
किसानों के हित के लिए एक और बहुत बड़ा फैसला लिया गया है डीएपी का प्राइस 1350 रुपए पर 50 केजी बैग रहे इसके लिए भारत सरकार 37,216 करोड़ रुपीस की सब्सिडी का भार सहन करेगी लेकिन किसानों के ऊपर भार नहीं जाने देगी इससे बहुत सारे करोड़ों किसानों को इसका बेनिफिट मिलेगा इस खरीफ सीजन का एस्टीमेट है 180 लाख मैट्रिक टन का टोटल एस्टीमेटेड कंजम्पशन होगा इस खरीफ सीजन में और 37,216 करोड़ का इसका सब्सिडी का बिल
The Union Cabinet has also given nod to inclusion of Kosi Mechi Interstate Link Project of Bihar under Pradhan Mantri Krishi Sichai Yojana Accelerated Irrigation Benefits Program. The project aims to provide over 2,10,000 hectares additional annual irrigation in Kharif season in Araria, Purnia, Kishanganj and Katihar districts of Bihar. Mr. Vaishnav also informed that the government has approved construction of 4-lane greenfield and brownfield Patna Ara Sasaram corridor having a length of 120.10 kilometers in Bihar.
ये वन ऑफ दोज रेयर प्रोजेक्ट्स जो बहुत सारे हाईवेज और बहुत सारे हाईवे सिस्टम्स को जोड़ता है ये प्रोजेक्ट है पटना से आरा होते हुए सासाराम को जोड़ने वाला प्रोजेक्ट 5 नेशनल हाईवेज और 4 स्टेट हाईवेज को ये जोड़ता है दिस विल सिग्निफिकेंटली रिड्यूस कंजेशन और जो बिहार के कंप्लीट इस एरिया में मूवमेंट पटना से लेके सासाराम तक कंप्लीट मूवमेंट इसका लोगों का बहुत इसमें बेनिफिट रहेगा
Mr. Vaishnav said the government has approved 2% DNS allowance to central government employees and DNS relief to pensioners.
Employees और pensioners के लिए DA और DNS relief को 53% से बढ़ा के 55% किया गया है with effect from 1/1/25. This will be a very big help for all the employees in the government and the pensioners also.
Later, addressing a press conference in New Delhi, Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the electronics component manufacturing scheme, which has been approved by the Union Cabinet, will boost domestic electronic manufacturing. He said the electronic production, which was 1.90 lakh crore rupees in 2014-15, has reached around 10 lakh crore rupees. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that India first has become the mantra of the country's foreign policy, and now New Delhi is not just participating in the world order, but also contributing to shaping and securing the future. Mr. Modi was addressing an event organized by a private TV channel in New Delhi today.
दुनिया की सबसे बड़ी युवा आबादी हमारे भारत में है. ये युवा तेजी से स्किल्ड हो रहा है, इनोवेशन को गति दे रहा है, और इन सबके बीच भारत की फॉरेन पॉलिसी का मंत्र बन गया है इंडिया फर्स्ट. एक जमाने में भारत की पॉलिसी थी सबसे समान रूप से दूरी बनाकर चलो. आज के भारत की पॉलिसी है सबके समान रूप से करीब होकर चलो. दुनिया के देश भारत की ओपिनियन को, भारत के इनोवेशन को, भारत के एफर्ट्स को जैसा महत्व आज दे रहे हैं वैसा पहले कभी नहीं हुआ.
The Prime Minister said that India has prioritized humanity over monopoly and paved the way for the creation of a global institution of the 21st century, ensuring equal participation.
अतीत में दुनिया ने देखा है कि दूसरे विश्व युद्ध के बाद जब भी कोई वैश्विक संगठन बना उसमें कुछ देशों की ही मोनोपोली रही. भारत ने मोनोपोली नहीं बल्कि मानवता को सर्वोपरि रखा. भारत ने 21वीं सदी के ग्लोबल इंस्टीट्यूशन के गठन का रास्ता बनाया, और हमने ध्यान रखा कि सबकी भागीदारी हो, सबका योगदान हो. जैसे प्राकृतिक आपदाओं की चुनौती है, देश कोई भी हो, इन आपदाओं से इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर को भारी नुकसान होता है.
Defense Minister signed two contracts with Hindustan Aeronautics Limited (HAL) for supply of 156 light combat helicopters Prachand, along with training and other associated equipment worth 62,700 crore rupees. The first contract is for the supply of 66 light combat helicopters to the Indian Air Force, and second is for the supply of 90 light combat helicopters to the Indian Army. The ministry said the contracts will enhance the combat capability of armed forces at high altitudes. Light combat helicopters is India's first indigenously designed and developed combat helicopter, having a capability of operating at an altitude of over 5,000 meters. The central government has issued a notification for the repatriation of Justice Yashwant Verma from the Delhi High Court to the Allahabad High Court following the Supreme Court Collegium's recommendations on March 24th. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court has directed the Chief Justice of the Allahabad High Court not to assign any work to Justice Verma. Justice Verma is facing an in-house inquiry by a three-judge panel constituted by the Chief Justice of India over the allegations regarding the discovery of illicit cash currencies at his official premises. The Delhi High Court has ruled that restaurants cannot impose a mandatory service charge on food bills, making it voluntary for customers. Justice Pratibha M. Singh dismissed petitions filed by the Federation of Hotels and Restaurant Associations of India, FHRAI, and the National Restaurant Association of India, NRAI, challenging the Central Consumer Protection Authority, CCPA, guidelines prohibiting such charges. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download news on AIR app. In Myanmar, 144 people have died and 732 have so far been injured following a powerful 7.7 magnitude earthquake that struck Myanmar and Thailand this afternoon. The head of Myanmar's military government, General Min Aung Hlaing, in a television speech this evening, said that 96 people have died in Naypyi Taw, 18 in Sagaing, and 30 in Mandalay. General Hlaing said the death toll and injuries are likely to rise. The quake damaged historical sites in Mandalay and collapsed a 90-year-old bridge in Sagaing. In Thailand, the earthquake claimed at least three lives in Bangkok and caused a high-rise building under construction to collapse. Defense Minister of Thailand, Mr. Phumthang Yachayachai said three people were killed at the site where high-rise under construction collapsed in a quake and 90 others are missing in Bangkok. So far, seven people have been rescued, but unstable rubble is slowing rescue efforts. Prime Minister P. Shinawatra called an emergency meeting to assess the impact of the quake. The earthquake caused widespread fear in Bangkok as buildings swayed. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed concern over the earthquakes which occurred in Myanmar and Thailand today. In a social media post, he added that India stands ready to offer all possible assistance and asked the External Affairs Ministry to remain in touch with the governments of Myanmar and Thailand. The Indian Embassy has advised Indian nationals in Thailand to contact the emergency number +66 6188 19 218 in case of any emergency. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a two-day visit to Thailand on the 3rd of April to participate in the 6th BIMSTEC summit. Briefing the media in New Delhi this afternoon, Secretary East Joydeep Majumdar said this will be Prime Minister's third visit to Thailand.
Prime Minister will visit Thailand to participate in the 6th BIMSTEC summit and for an official visit to Thailand from the 3rd to the 4th of April. This will be Prime Minister's third visit to Thailand. In November 2019, he had attended the ASEAN and East Asia summit that was hosted by Thailand. And earlier, he had been to Bangkok en route to Tokyo in November 2016 when he had gone to pay homage to the late King Rama the Ninth.
Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said that following the BIMSTEC summit, Prime Minister Modi will travel to Sri Lanka from the 4th to the 6th of April for a state visit at the invitation of Sri Lankan President Anuradha Kumara Dissanayake. UAE has pardoned 500 Indian prisoners ahead of Ramzan, reflecting the strong bilateral ties between India and the Gulf nation. Narendra Modi government's proactive and sustained diplomatic efforts have facilitated the release and pardon of thousands of Indian nationals across various countries over the past decade. Supporters of pro-monarchy in Nepal clashed with police in today during a rally in Kathmandu for the restoration of the abolished monarchy. The demonstrators breached the prohibited area at Tinkune and torched some houses. They also vandalized private property. We have more from a Kathmandu correspondent.
Thousands of supporters of former King Gyanendra Shah took out a support rally and moved towards the restricted area in Tinkune, forcing their way towards New Baneshwar, where there was an ongoing parliament session. The rally was organized by an alliance of different groups supporting the ex-monarch. Some police persons and protesters were also injured in the clash. The police resorted to water cannon and tear gas shells to disperse the protesters after they forced their way towards New Baneshwar from Tinkune. The District Administration Office of Kathmandu has imposed curfew at surrounding at Baneshwar Tinkune area, Gaushala Tribhuvan International Airport, Geridhara Tinkune, Koteshwar area. Shweta Singh for Akashvani News, Kathmandu.
In the Asian Wrestling Championship 2025, Indian wrestler Manisha Bhanwala advanced to the women's 62-kilogram category final at Amman in Jordan. Manisha dominated her matches, securing wins over Kazakhstan's Tinas Dubek and Korea's Hanbit Lee before defeating Kalmira Bilimbekis 5-1 in the semifinal. She will now face Korea's OK J Kim in the final for her first Asian Championship title. In the 53-kilogram category, Antim Fangal won her quarterfinal against China's Jin Zhang but lost to Japan's Mo Kiyoka in the semifinal. Fangal will now compete for the bronze medal. In the Indian Premier League, Royal Challengers Bangalore have set a target of 197 runs for the loss of 7 wickets in the allotted 20 overs for Chennai Super Kings when reports last came in. With both teams are walking in with high confidence after impressive wins in the openers, Chennai secured a 4-wicket victory over Mumbai while Bangalore triumphed over defending champions Kolkata Knight Riders by 7 wickets. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast thunderstorm accompanied with lightning and gusty winds at isolated places over Sub-Himalayan and West Bengal, Sikkim, Goa and Maharashtra tomorrow. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Centre gives nod to electronics component manufacturing scheme to boost manufacturing of electronic goods in the country. Government approves nutrient-based subsidy rates for Kharif 2025 on phosphatic and potassic fertilisers. Also approves 2% DNS allowance to central government employees and DNS relief to pensioners. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India First has become mantra of country's foreign policy. Defence Ministry signs two contracts with Hindustan Aeronautics Limited for supply of 156 light combat helicopters, Prachand. At least 144 people killed and over 700 injured in earthquake hit Myanmar. Strong tremors also felt in Thailand. And in Senior Asian Wrestling Championship, India's Manisha Bhanwala reaches women's 62 kilogram final in Jordan. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.